Good day, everyone. Hope you're well today. You're listening to Mental Health Matters on Jefferson Exchange. I'm Andra Hollenbeck with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Southern Oregon. When we talk about health, we can't talk about complete health without discussing our mental health. So on this program, we highlight mental health issues in our community and ways we can improve mental health for everyone. Today, we're finding out about some mental health services in our region with Columbia Care and Jackson Care Connect. My guests today are Joseph Chick, the Outpatient Services Director at Columbia Care, and April Deagle, the Behavior Health Manager at Jackson Care Connect. So good morning to both of you. Thank you for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So Joseph and April, let's just start by having you tell us a little bit about you and your background and your current roles in your organization. Let's start with Joseph and then go to April.
Sure. So I've been in Southern Oregon now for just about 15 years, all of which I've spent working at Columbia Care. My background is I have a master's degree in psychology and an MBA in healthcare administration. My career has taken me from New York City, where I began out of grad school, working mostly in residential treatment and housing for individuals with mental health needs. Here, I've been doing a little bit of everything, some supported housing. For a large block of time with Columbia Care, I worked with our veteran services programs. In the last 3 years, I've been our outpatient services director.
Mm-hmm. Great. April, what's your role?
So I have been here in Jackson County for, since 2009 is when I moved here from Southern California, Los Angeles County. I also have a master's degree in psych, and I started my career actually in social work with the Department of Children and Family Services in Los Angeles County. And when I moved here, I've done a fair number of different roles that have kind of landed me here with Jackson Care Connect, and that includes I did quite a bit of work with Oregon Judicial Department in their drug courts and mental health courts. I worked as a residential treatment director with a substance use disorder treatment program, and I even spent some time in leadership at Head Start. And I have a little side hustle as an adjunct professor in a Bachelor of Social Work program.
Oh, here at SOU?
With UMass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's some deep and varied experience you both bring to this. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And I've been with Jackson Care Connect for 2 years now.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's start by talking about Columbia Care, and maybe you could just give us an idea of sort of the range of services that Columbia Care offers in terms of mental and behavioral health.
Sure. Absolutely. We offer a pretty wide range of services. We started doing primarily residential treatment and crisis centers. We operate a residential facility here in Jackson County as well as a crisis center and several residential facilities on the southern coast. We also still have residential facilities pretty much going all the way up the I-5 corridor, Eugene, Portland metro area, places like that. Mm. In addition, we have a pretty wide array of supported housing programs, both with a lot of on-site support and staffing and some that are more on just the subsidized housing side of the spectrum for individuals with disabilities. And then we have a wide array of veteran services, primarily here in Jackson County, but we also have some projects all the way up to Seattle. Those are mostly targeting veterans that have housing needs or housing insecurities. Mm-hmm. Here in Jackson County, we're one of very few agencies in the nation, actually, that have pretty much the entire gamut of contracted services with the VA under one roof. So we have our Veteran Resource Center here in Medford that you could walk into as a veteran, and pretty much any service available through the VA contracting is there at your fingertips.
Okay.
And then we have two outpatient behavioral health clinics here in Southern Oregon, both in Medford. One in downtown and one out by the airport. Both offer, you know, traditional therapy, case management. We have a supported employment program. We have intensive case management for folks that are highly acute or stepping out of the hospital and helping with that transition and connection to other services.
Mm-hmm.
We have a substance use disorder program, and we offer psychiatric services such as medication management.
Okay. Wow. Very comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about JCC, and maybe you could explain a little bit, April, about how JCC supports these Columbia Care and their work that's pretty expansive.
Right, yeah, it's very expansive.
Mm-hmm.
So JCC, Jackson Care Connect, we're a coordinated care organization, and we're funded through Medicaid dollars and OHA.
Okay.
And being that we're nonprofit, we really just have a real honor that we're able to take any of our earnings from our Medicaid dollars and really reinvest them strategically back into our community in ways other than just like claims-based payments. So let's see. An example, I guess, of something like that would be that we are able to, for example, fund systems that Columbia Care may use in order to, you know, better understand when their clients are accessing the emergency department for a substance use reason or a mental health crisis. And that then allows them to be able to have a real solid work plan, a workflow on how to outreach their clients who may have had those additional needs. And maybe they wouldn't have known of that had we not been able to fund a system like that.
Okay.
So that's one example of just a another way that we can help financially outside of just claims based.
Right. I was kind of curious about how you interface with some of the crisis services, like the behavioral health unit at the hospital, or even Jackson County Mental Health. How do you guys interface with that? Neither one of you could. It sounds like you were kind of alluding to that you have some systems that help support Columbia Care in that effort. How would that work?
So we have a number of ways. One thing that we have in place as a care, as a coordinated care organization is really have a care coordination team, and that's local here in Jackson County, housed here in Jackson County. And that team has built... Well, our behavioral health team has, but we've built good relationships with leadership at the various behavioral health providers in our network. And so we're able to interface in that way in order to coordinate care for members who may have, you know, more unique needs or more complex needs.
Okay.
So that would be one way. And another way is that part of what we do as a CCO is we're all about relationships, you know? So we really like to foster relationships within the community. We like to build bridges whereas I think other communities may be more siloed in their provider, in their supports for clients who may need them. So we like to bring folks together. We do that through our spring conferences. For a long time, we held monthly behavioral health leadership meetings just to get everybody in the same space together and really start to get to know each other and know what those referral pathways are.
We've seen evidence of that quite a bit in our community. I think our community is kind of I hope not too unique, but special in that way
that they do work
together. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So the main way that
strong bridges in that way.
Oh, sorry. I wanted to get to the ground level. So I guess a couple of questions, and maybe for you, Joseph, before we start, let's see. You're listening to Mental Health Matters on Jefferson Exchange. I'm Andra Hollenbeck, and my guests with me today are Joseph Chick, Outpatient Service Director at Columbia Care, and April Deagle, Behavioral Health Manager at Jackson Care Connect. So somebody has a mental health concern. I guess I wanted to ask, what kinds of mental health concerns do you see? And then when someone does see some of those things that might be a concern, what would be the steps that they need to take to engage with JCC or Columbia Care?
Sure. So here locally, accessing our services especially for our outpatient clinics is extremely easy. So both of our clinic locations offer walk-in hours for assessment. Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 2, you just literally walk in the front door of either of our clinics. You'll be seen by one of our clinicians that'll do a comprehensive mental health assessment, and that gets the ball rolling on your care. And then based on that, they'll make some recommendations for what your treatment panel might be, make referrals. And right now, both of our outpatient clinics are operating with no wait lists. So if folks come in our front door, have an assessment, they're probably sitting in front of a therapist within a week or two to start that care and that engagement. Same thing for medication prescribers. We can get people in front of them relatively quickly right now because we're at a space where we're not operating under a wait list, which is something that we're really proud of because we want to be able to meet the needs of folks as soon as they walk in our doors. So that's probably the easiest way to access our services. The residential and housing programs, they're a little bit more complex. It kind of depends on which program it is. There's specific criteria, and I could spend hours talking about this, but I'm guessing that's not where you want to go. Mm-hmm. But if you have some of those needs, I would encourage just calling our office, speaking to your specific needs, and some general information will help us try to route you to the right resource in order to get you set up with those kind of more structured systems.
Mm-hmm. But it all begins with going in and getting an assessment. Do you sometimes take people too who, like I heard you talking about people coming out of the hospital, mm-hmm. or maybe someone who's in a crisis situation, you're able to also facilitate their care and getting assessments and that kind of thing?
So to speak to what April was talking about earlier about some of the collaboration that they've helped foster with us, our intensive case management team actually goes into the behavioral health unit in the hospital every single day. Mm-hmm. And JCC really was key in making that relationship and that collaboration happen. So we have staff members that are in their daily huddles every day, and we get an idea of where people are at in terms of their hospital stay. And then once they're going to step out of the hospital, we do what's called a post-hospital follow-up. So we have touch points with them as quickly as possible as they leave the behavioral health unit in order to either make sure get them connected back to care if they already had some care pathways in front of them that they were engaging with, or if not, try to get them set up with services. And sometimes that's taking them directly on to the intensive case management team, which has mobile therapists, mobile case managers that can meet folks where they are. That's really meant to be more temporary, but we can use that as a bridge to get them into our more traditional outpatient settings. So we can take them literally from the hospital's door as they're walking out and get them linked to care, whatever their needs are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In addition to that would be the relationship that the Beckett Center has with the Behavioral Health Unit as well.
Tell us more about that. Yeah, about the Beckett mm-hmm. Center.
Yeah, the Beckett Center is our crisis facility here in Jackson County. A lot of the folks that are stepping out of the behavioral health unit in the hospital do step directly into the Beckett Center. It's not the only pathway in. If you are in an acute crisis, you can access the Beckett Center as a means to seek stabilization. And it's really up to 30-day stay. It's crisis respite. So it's really meant to help people stabilize, whether that's if they're going through a medication change and maybe some of their behavior is a little difficult to regulate while they're adjusting to new medications, or if they're just having a crisis, as like to happen frequently mm-hmm. in the community with a lot of the things that are happening out there. It's a really great place where you can go and receive kind of interventional services in a very safe and warm home-like environment. And it's up to a 30-day stay. We provide meals, we provide therapy, whatever kind of crisis and stabilization services. And that's either stepping out of the hospital or folks from the community can access in through a referral pathway.
Now, is that only for JCC clients? No.
Other people can access it as well? Yep, it's for JCC. We take pretty much all different types of insurance, mm-hmm. As well as AllCare is the other primary CCO down here. Mm-hmm. So we work with both of them. We work with JCMH. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's not limited to just JCC members.
Private insurance maybe, mm-hmm. or no?
I don't believe we take private insurance. Most private insurance, you have to do such a pre-authorization mechanism for payment. I don't know that that's something that we've really been able to be successful with.
Yeah.
I don't directly supervise that program, so I can't speak quite as fluently to all the pieces of it.
That's often the catching point for some people.
Very true.
Yeah. Let's see. Your services are located, I heard you say, downtown Medford. Do you have any in Josephine County?
For behavioral health, we do not.
Okay.
Our veterans programs do outreach up into Josephine County, and so we can serve veterans up there. Uh-huh. Josephine County is primarily served by Options, and they are pretty comprehensive. They have comparable services to ours, so they're primarily Josephine County. We're primarily Jackson County.
So how can people who are supporters of someone who may be having struggles with their mental health, how can they be of assistance in getting people the care that they need?
That's really a difficult question. A lot of our services are really anchored to, you know, the person's choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that person's mm-hmm. autonomy. So if somebody's not wanting to engage or is not ready to engage, you know, we have a really difficult time pulling them into care. I think mm-hmm. when I think about what, you know, individuals that are supporters of people that might benefit from services, I think just trying to normalize conversations that, you know, mental health care is health care.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
if you had a broken arm or something like that, I would want to take you to an emergency room, mm-hmm. right? And get that tended to by professionals mm-hmm. that are trained to treat these kinds of things. And so I think just mm-hmm. trying to really normalize the conversation around behavioral health needs that, you know, it's just another version of health care, and
right.
you wouldn't want to leave something that was, you know, impacting your physical health go.
Right.
So if we can kind of shift that narrative a little bit and try to get ahead of some of that stigma around
right.
behavioral health, I think that's the most important work that anybody can do.
Yeah. Well, and of course, that's what we at NAMI do. And this has been a short conversation, but really valuable. I appreciate you being with us today, Joseph and April. We've been speaking with Joseph Chick, Outpatient Service Director at Columbia Care, and April Deagle, Behavioral Health Manager at Jackson Care Connect. I'm Andra Hollenbeck with NAMI Southern Oregon. You can find more information about NAMI Southern Oregon at namisouthernoregon.org or email info@namisouthernoregon.org. We do offer support groups, classes, that sort of thing for families. We didn't get to talk about your peer services, but I understand you have peer services as well. So you have been listening to Mental Health Matters on Jefferson Exchange. You can find us at jeffexchange.org or on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.